Savoir.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Oh, wasn't that nice? A bit of smooth jazz where you're sort of doing a little bit of a cha-cha-cha or a slow waltz around your kitchen. Don't question me if that wasn't a waltz beat, I don't know. But I would know if I was on Strictly. Subtle career plug there. Well, we are talking everything dating today. I wanted to hear your dating disasters. I wanted to hear your dating triumphs. I want to know how many dates did you go on before you met your man or woman of your dreams? And also, are you single and looking for love in lockdown? Well, I'm going to only sort all of your problems today because I've got a dating agency expert on the line. She might be panicking slightly that I've called her an expert, but she is working for the Sarah Eden Dating Agency based in London. 33 years experience of putting lovebirds together. And of course, thrown into this world of lockdown, bars are closed, restaurants are closed, cinemas are closed. The dating world is a bit limited if you don't want to go for a walk and a coffee. And, you know, is it safe to do so? Can you do it? All those questions. Well, the world of virtual dating is very much out there happening. Have you heard about it? Have you tried it? We need to talk to an expert and find out how it works, don't we? Let me see if she's there. Hello, is that Karen Mooney?
It certainly is. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, my darling. Glad to have you on. Now, you haven't got as much snow as we were all hoping, have you, either, where you're based?
No, sadly. I was hoping we'd have lots of snow this morning, but no.
I know, it's quite nice, isn't it? It just makes it all a bit different when you wake up, you know, because we don't have to travel anywhere, hopefully, too far these days. And it's just nice to, if you've got kids, it's that break, isn't it? You've got something to do.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, I'm so glad to have you on because, of course, a lot of people might have never tried online dating. They might be scared to try online dating. They might think it's a waste of time. They might have found the love of their life. How have you adapted at the agency during this lockdown time?
Well, it's really interesting, actually. I've run Sarah Eden. I founded Sarah Eden 33 years ago, as you said. And we've got two offices, one in Westminster, one in Windsor. And pre-COVID, we would ask people to come to our offices. But we're now interviewing virtually, and it 100% works. It's actually quite intimate, just looking at somebody on the screen, interviewing them. And our members are meeting each other virtually too. I would have never thought that would work, but it does, because they can have a virtual dinner together. They plan what they're going to eat, and they'll sit down and they'll actually chat. They'll have the turn their mobile phones off, have a start and an end time, and get to know each other slowly. And then they can meet, of course, outside, if they can go for a walk or whatever. And then we've even had members, once they've really got on together and they want to take it further, they've been bubbling. And if they're in one person household, they can do that. So it's
a
bizarre world we're living in at the moment.
That's very 2020. Do you know what? I was speaking to a friend of mine the other week who has been, he's been dating this girl for a while and quite a long time. And he's one of those people that is scared to take it to the next level, you know, about should they move in? Should they do something? And it's been really quite a long time. And it was a very 2020 expression. He said to me, "I'm just not quite sure I'm ready to bubble up yet." I thought, is that the term we're using?
I wrote an article the other day, and in it, you know, a year ago, this time a year ago, who would have thought Zoom would be a common word? And who would have thought of bubbling?
I know. I tell you, Karen, if we'd all taken shares out in Zoom in March 2019, we would be millionaires by now, wouldn't we?
Hindsight's a great thing, isn't it?
Oh, it is. So at what age group do you specialise in, or is it... you know, what's the age range that you tend to specialise in dating?
We take people on from sort of late 20s right up to late 80s.
That's amazing.
I know, we've taken a lot of older people on in lockdown, which is brilliant because it's actually made them focus on, you know, their remaining years and actually focus on love and happiness. And lockdown's made people think about the quality of their life and the future. And, you know, and again, a lot of people sort of in the... all ages, really. We've had an amazing upsurge in people joining Sarah Eden, but it's the pandemic, as tragic and horrible as it is, it has made people focus.
It's definitely brought people together. I think there's definitely going to be I think we're going to have that feeling of street parties and everything like that, I hope, when this all ends, and we're definitely going to have a sense of community and wanting to be together. And if you can find love in this time, then, well, imagine how exciting it is when you can meet in person.
I know we've had a lot of people find love in lockdown, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people. One of our ladies bubbled up with somebody a couple of weeks ago. After 35 hours Zooming each other, they
35 hours.
Can you believe it?
Oh, my. But so that's probably more than intense time than some couples have spent in their entire married life.
I know. And if you're dating virtually, you know, you haven't got any of the distractions of, you know, if you're going out for a meal, you've got a waiter or other distractions. So you're actually, it is quite intense, you're right, because you're actually looking at that person, you're studying that person's body language. They're, you know, are they smiling? What are they doing? You know, it is. It's an amazing way to get to know people, I think.
And also, you're able to test their technology know-how, because I imagine my lovely parents, they're only in their 70s, and they struggled at the beginning with Zoom and cameras and, you know, getting at a flattering angle and all that stuff. I can imagine someone in their 80s who might not have been so a fay with it. It must be quite daunting to go down that technological route. Do you help them with that?
Yes, yes, of course we can. We give them lots of advice, but a lot of the older clients who perhaps weren't too IT savvy, their children have taught them and taught them how to do it, because you know, it is important. And people have been lonely in lockdown too, particularly if you're living alone. So it is important.
Totally. And I think if you are not au fait with video calling or seeing people face to face on your phone, find a relative or a friend or someone that has that knowledge and just learn how to do a video call, whether it's on Facebook or WhatsApp or Zoom, because it brings such a joy, I think, during these times to see and have that face to face human interaction, even if it's through a screen, I think is so important.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's actually not that difficult.
No. So, yeah. In fact, I've pushed video calls sometimes and I wasn't prepared to. Caught myself all sorts of situations. Now,
fact,
of course...
Actually,
go on, sorry, Karen. Sorry, no, I interrupted you. Go on.
We've had members say that in future, where previously they would text each other, they're actually to say when's a good time to actually speak, they're actually going to text and say when's a good time to virtually meet via video call.
Of course, but all the hairdressers are closed and everything. I can imagine women having to spend all afternoon getting ready at home. It's quite exciting and fabulous. I quite like that idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this is very exciting. Now, what would you say to somebody? It's Valentine's next weekend. Is that enough time in a week to find a date? And if so, how do they go about it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if they come to Sarah Eden, we can interview them. They need to supply 3 forms of ID. We specialise in business and professional people.
Good.
Once we'd had a chat with them and we thought we could help, then we'd make their profile up and everything, and then we would send them their first introductions. So they can certainly meet people. It can happen within a matter of a couple of days.
Oh, that gave me butterflies in my tummy. I bet people wait next to their messages, you know, who's the match going to be? Oh, it's very exciting. You're almost like playing Cupid, Karen. I think that's wonderful.
Yes. Well, it's lovely, yeah.
We're going to come back to you in a minute, Karen. If you've got any questions for Karen about dating, you've got a Kylie song to get these questions in. You can text me 81333, start that message with 3CR, or you can tweet me at BBC3CR. And if you want to try dating and you're single, get your question into me now, and we're going to play a little bit of Kylie, and we'll be right back with Karen after this. Thank you, my darling.
La Voix. BBC.
Well, we're still talking love and dating because we are 1 week away from Valentine's Day. Now, I know some people that fills them with dread. They hate it. They're anti-Valentine's. They think it's a waste of money, a waste of time. There's other people that are loved up, romanticised to the hilt and absolutely love it. And I think if you've just found new love, Valentine's Day is a really exciting time. Has it fizzled out during your marriage? Are you single? Are you looking for love? Well, whatever those questions are, I'm not saying if you are married and looking for love, that sounds like I'm trying to break people up. I didn't mean that. But we do have Karen Mooney from the fabulously established 33 years in the dating industry, Sarah Eden Dating Agency, on the phone with me. Are you there, Karen?
I certainly am, Lavoie.
Did you run to the loo during Kylie? Because I know it's always a thing when you're on the radio.
Yeah, you suddenly want to go, don't you?
I know.
I did go get a glass of water.
Oh, that's good. Well, we better hurry up because you might need one soon then. we have had some people message in about dating, because, of course, we're talking about dating virtually via Zoom and video call. And the lovely people at Sarah Eden, of course, there are the dating agencies are available. I must put that out there. So they can set up a profile, chat to you about what you want to meet, and they can link you with somebody virtually at home. You can have a virtual dinner. You can spend time with someone. And you've got some amazing stories and success stories from your day-to-day. So people that have done this and are still together, haven't you, Karen?
Absolutely. We've had couples that have been together 32 years, 31 years.
Oh, my gosh, right from the beginning when you started.
Yeah, I think one of our recent really lovely success stories was a double generation success story. Pim and Lynn got married second time round for both of them in 1991. And we had a 30th anniversary celebration. And they came to our celebration. And he said, my son's an airline pilot. He's lovely. He's successful. He said, but he can't find somebody. And we introduced him to a lovely lady. They're actually on our success stories on our website. And they had a baby a year ago last November, a beautiful, beautiful baby girl, actually. And it was lovely as well for Claire, his partner, because she was 43 when she had Sophia, which is fantastic.
Oh, wow.
And they were due to get married last May, and it was cancelled. And
then
they were trying to, arrange it for the end of the year. Of course, that was cancelled. So it's just a lovely story to think that, you know, we got the father and the son married, which is lovely.
Oh, that's really lovely. So it is out there, guys. If you've been single for a while, maybe now is the time to do it. You've tidied your kitchen drawers. You've done your spring cleaning. Now you need to
Absolutely.
Stop putting off that matchmaking delay. So we've had some questions come in for you, Karen, from our lovely listeners.
Okay. Yep.
From Beds,
Fantastic.
Hearts and Books. And so I have got, what dating ideas do you have for couples who have been bubbling while in lockdown? This is from Nathan in Pittstone. And of course, some people, you know, they can't go out anywhere. It's tested a lot of relationships this lockdown, hasn't it?
Of course it has. Of course it has. Well, you can go out for a socially distanced walk, can't you?
You can
have a chat. You could have a picnic in the garden, if providing it's not
yes.
too cold. You know, you can have a marathon. Watch of your favorite TV shows.
I thought you were going to say go for a run a marathon. Then I thought you were going to say. I think that's taking it a bit too far.
Exactly. I don't think you'd be allowed to either.
No, I've got a friend of mine who did something really lovely, and they found a company online that you can hire these sort of teepee tent things that you can put up in the house. And I think they're meant to be for kids, by the way, but they can get large ones, obviously designed for parties and sleepovers. And they got this company, they drop it on your doorstep with all instructions how to put them up, and they literally put this big teepee tent up and cushions and bedding on the floor and got a big sort of takeaway night, and they both camped out in their living room in their tent and drank bottles of wine and watched films. And I thought it was such a fun idea to do. So there you go, you can do camping in your lounge.
That's a lovely idea, isn't
that great?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you need to find me someone, Karen, and then I can do that. Otherwise, I'll just be camping on my own, which is a bit not as good.
I'll see what I can do.
See what you can do. Stephanie has messaged, what do I do, Karen, if I've been virtually dating someone and after meeting them in person outside for a walk, I don't like them? Oh, but I've been doing regular Zoom meetings for 6 weeks. What do I do? Well, I don't think that would happen, would it? If you've been meeting for that long, surely you'd know.
Well, it does depend, doesn't it? Because, you know, you can virtually meet somebody. Then when you actually see them in real life, I would think it would be less likely. But if you don't like them, you've got to be honest, because they might have fallen head over heels in love with you. And the best bet is just to be honest, just to say, you know, I really enjoyed virtually dating you. I really enjoyed meeting you. But for me, there was no spark. That's the kindest way.
Yeah, honesty is the good way. Now, have you had, you know, people that have had one Zoom day and rang you and said, this is it, love of my life, absolutely fabulous. You know, has there been Zoom passion? That sounded like
asking
what they did on video call, but that sounded rude.
Yeah,
you have.
We have, but our advice is always, you know, just not just one date. You can't fall head over heels in love with somebody after one date. You've got to get to know that person. So arrange other virtual dates and ask lots of questions. Study the body language, ask lots of questions and get to know them slowly.
What's a good question, Karen, to ask on a date?
It's important to know that you want similar things in the future, particularly if you want babies, if you're, a lady and you want babies. It's so, you know, in my experience, sometimes people can go out together for a long time and then suddenly find out that he actually doesn't want to have a family and she's nudging 40 and does want a family.
But it's got to be that fine line. If you're on a Zoom call having a chili con carne and the first line is, do you want kids? I mean, they're going to be running for the hills, Karen.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to do it. You've got to be careful. So just say, you know, how do you see yourself in the future? How do you see yourself in 1, 2, and 3 years' time? Do you see yourself settling down? Do you see yourself having a family? Things like that. And when you're older as well, it's important to want to share your golden years together. So,
that's lovely.
Things
you
like doing.
I am with that because I can't even decide what I want for dinner tonight, let alone where I want to be in a year. But you're absolutely right. For those people that are slightly older, they want that company, and you probably have more of an idea of where you want to go and the things you want to do. So you can have more to talk about.
May I say something? I'm also a press officer for our trade association, which is the Association of British Introduction Agencies. For people, you know, just so people know that there is a trade association as well.
What does that mean? Trade. That means a different, very different thing when I was younger for dating. Oh, did you go out and get a bit of trade?
I mean, the agency is all registered and accountable.
Oh, so it's so, sort of very, very official. Is that what you mean? It's sort of professional.
Absolutely, yes.
Again, professional when I was younger around the King's Cross area meant something else as well. But, Karen, it's been a delight to have you on. Sarah Eden Agency, based in London, 33 years in the business. You've helped us spread a bit of love today. Thank you for the questions from the listeners. And have a fabulous week and a lovely Valentine's Day next Sunday, won't you, Karen? Lots of love.
Absolutely. And happy Valentine's Day to you too.
Oh, thank you, my darling. I'll speak to you soon. Lots of love, darling.
Take care.
For now.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.